Good afternoon, and thank you for joining our teleconference. I hope everybody's got the presentation that it's available on our corporate website, agora.pl, and I will try to go through the presentation relatively quickly, just to leave you enough time to ask questions. So if we can start with page number two, and a few words about the advertising market. The third quarter of 2011, it was not the best quarter for the advertising market in this year because the growth was only 2%. Most of the media were down. The dailies were down by 14%, cinemas by 6.5%, magazines by 5%, and television was down by minus 1%. The only media that were growing was the internet, 20%, outdoor 12%, and radio 8%. That, of course, changed the structure on advertising market. It was the first time for a long time that television lost some market share by 1.5 percentage point. Internet was gaining, outdoor as well, and radio is more or less stable because the gain is only 0.5 percentage point, and dailies and magazines were down. On the next page, page number three, just taking into account our the current situation in the advertising market, the microeconomics and the economical situation in Poland, we decided to revise our estimates about the advertising market as a whole. And right now we believe that the total advertising market will grow by 2.2 between 2 and 4% compared to our previous estimates that was 3 and 5%. And we are estimating that the decline in magazines and dailies will be deeper, and it will be in magazines -4, -6, and in dailies between -9 and -12. On the next page, our financial performance of the whole group. In the third quarter, the revenues were increased by 15%, and the operating costs were up by 18.4%. If you look at the results of the structure after three quarters, the structure more or less is the same because the revenues were up by 15.8 and operating costs increased by 18.4. So the bottom line is that our net profit in the third quarter is at the level of 5.5 million zlotys. And after three quarters is 34 million zlotys. On the next page, newspaper segment that consists of Gazeta, Metro, our special projects, and our printing division. So in the third quarter, the revenues were down by 7.6%. We more or less maintain our costs at the same level as like last year because the growth was very small. It grew only by 0.5%. So, and when we look at the structure of the costs and the revenues, after three quarters, the revenues were up by 7.2, and decline was by 7.2, and the operating costs increased by 2.3. Regardless that we have a decline in revenues and we have a problem of maintaining the costs, our margins are still very healthy on this business because if you look at the operating EBITDA margin, it's at the level of 19.4%, and after three quarters, the operating EBITDA margin is more than 22%. So it's still a very stable and successful and profitable business. On the next page, page number six, just a few words about Gazeta Wyborcza. Our copy sold was at the level of 297,000 on average. As you can see on the top left diagram, we're maintaining our share in copy sales. It's more or less at the level of 27.7%. The readership, it's we're, you know, chasing fact, and in some quarters we have a higher readership than fact. More or less the difference between us is 1 percentage point. We lost a little bit in a market share because the drop was by 0.5 percentage point. But if you take into account Metro as well, our free sheet, that the market share grew by 1 percentage point, and you look at our market share jointly, we are enjoying something like 41% market share in dailies advertising market. On the next page, Metro. Metro is doing very well during this very hard times, because we managed to increase our revenues in third quarter and increase our operating EBITDA compared to the third quarter of last year, and the results at the EBITDA level in third quarter was 1.4 million zlotys, and more or less the same thing after three quarters, because we improved our EBITDA and we're at the level of 2.7 million zlotys right now, despite the fact that the revenues after three quarters were down. And we are very happy that Metro is gaining market share, and in advertising market, as I said previously, the market share grew by 1 percentage point. Special projects in third quarter, the EBIT results was negative at the level of minus 0.8 million zlotys. After three quarters, the EBIT results was minus 0.6 million zlotys. We are still in the process of restructuring this business and see what will the future look like. On the next page, internet revenues in third quarter grew by 11.1%, and operating costs grew only by 7.4%. So we're trying and working very hard on the cost side just to keep the costs as low as possible. So we improve our EBIT and EBITDA margin, and we are very happy that in third quarter the operating EBITDA margin was almost at the level of 11%, 10.8%. We are still number three among the largest Polish portals in terms of the reach, and we are showing on the bottom left diagram the mobile page views, and as you can see, the situation is more or less the same, because we're number three, but it's a growing market, and I think it will be in the future more and more important. On the next page, outdoor business. Revenues in the third quarter grew by 12%. Operating costs grew only by 4.5%. But when you look at the structure of revenues and costs, after three quarters, you can see that the revenues grew by 8.8%, and we managed to decrease our cost by 0.4%, and that translates into better results on EBIT and EBITDA level. And right now, after three quarters, we are enjoying an operating EBITDA margin at almost 19%, that's 18.6%. Very stable market position, because AMS, our outdoor company, is enjoying a 27% market share in this advertising market. On the next page, magazines. In the third quarter, the revenues were down by 10.7%, and the costs were down by 4.5%, so we didn't manage to decrease the costs at the same level that the revenues were down. But when you look at the same structure after three quarters, you can see that we cut the cost more, slightly more than the revenues were, the decline of the revenues. So we maintain our EBIT and EBITDA margin, and it's at the level of almost 21%, the operating EBITDA margin, because it's 20.7%. We lost some market share by 1.7 percentage point, but we are very stable in terms of the readership in those segments that are important for us, and the same situation and very stable in copy sales, because we're maintaining our positions in all those markets that are important for us in this segment. On the next page, radio. The revenues were up by 30.5%, but the operating costs were up by 34.8%, but Most probably you remember that most of the cost that we are having here in the third quarter, it's a result of the festival that we are organizing every year. And in the previous year, we were organizing this festival in the second quarter. That's why you have this large increase of the costs in the third quarter. And you should be looking more on the results after three quarters, so you can see the revenues were up by almost 18%, and the operating costs were up by 15.7%, and that translates into improvement of our results on both of the levels, and on EBIT and EBITDA and the margins. And after three quarters, we are enjoying almost 8% operating EBITDA margin in our radio business. Maintaining our market share, because the drop of 0.5 percentage points is not a large one. We are taking care of our share in audience, because we are maintaining our position in music station. We have a slight drop in our Talk FM, the Talk FM radio station, that's a news talk format. And we'll be paying attention to this, because that's really important for us. On the next page, our cinema business. Just to remind you that we are consolidating our cinema businesses since September 2010. That's why you don't have comparable figures, but as you can see, we have a positive results in third quarter and after three quarters as well, and a very healthy operating EBITDA margin after three quarters at the level of 16.4%. We sold less tickets in the third quarter compared to the last year, because we have a drop of 6%, and it's mainly due to the lack of big hits, movies in the cinemas. But if you look at the number of tickets that we sold in three quarters of this year, we have a growth of 3%. And we are happy that we managed to increase the average price of tickets in Helios by 5%, because that's, of course, really important for us. And it's mainly due to the number of movies that are in 3D, because as you can see, the number of tickets for 3D movies is growing, and we're looking forward for the future that will allow us to increase the price of the tickets. So more or less, that's our presentation, and we will be happy to answer all your questions. With me is Grzegorz Kosakowski, the member of the board and chief financial officers. So, Sandra, if you can ask, if anybody can go ahead and ask questions.